this main issue here in this country and in what's known as the United States and in all of the Western Hemisphere, the indigenous people, that there is not a single country in the Western Hemisphere that is an indigenous country. Every one of the countries that has been established here have all originated from across the ocean. And yet, there were thousands of indigenous nations here. And yet, not one area of all of Turtle Island is considered an Indian country. And we don't expect that these countries here in the Western Hemisphere will ever restore lands back to our people. Not willingly. But it's something that's going to have to happen. Because if we don't do this, then we will cease to exist. We will just be assimilated. Our languages, our culture, everything is going to be lost. And today when you turn on the news or read the papers, every so often you hear the mention of land claims. Well, they're telling us, even though we're indigenous to this land, that we have to make a claim that we have a right to live in this land. But yet, they do not have to make a claim. They are the ones who came from somewhere else, and they're telling us that we have to make a claim. It's very hard for us to understand, you know, that they could impose such a thing upon us. But in encouraging us to make land claims, it is not for the purpose of returning lands back to our people, but that they will estimate what the property was worth in their sense of worth, of how much this land would have went for an acre back in 1650 or 1784. And at that time, maybe the land was valued at 24 cents an acre or 5 cents an acre, and this is what they would expect to pay for that. We don't want the money. We want the land. Nations all over the world, peoples have had land restored back to them. And this is what we're saying. We want restorations of our land. If not all of our land, we need at least a partial restoration that we can ensure that there is a future for our people. And that we have to have true self-determination. It cannot be determined what for us what our future will be. We have to determine this ourselves. We have people today who are very willing to sell our lands. But these are people who have lost the knowledge of our elders. They've lost their connection to the land. They've lost connection because they no longer have that language. And if they do speak the language, they do not have the mind that goes with the language. It's, for many, they can speak the language, but they can think with a foreign mind. And so it's very sad for them. Many of our people have been sent on migrations to other areas. There was a part in history, and I think many people here in North America have heard something about it, was the herding of people on what was called the longest, on the Trail of Tears to Oklahoma. They took some of my people from the Iroquoian people and sent them down to Oklahoma. And then they sent others west And today, Iroquoian people are living in Wisconsin. They're also living out in Western Ontario. This is not the homeland of Iroquoian people. And today, to entice the so-called chiefs, the so-called leaders, into settling land claims and filing land claims in the, through the courts of the United States. They say to these people who do not believe in our people anymore, and say, they say, we are willing to give up our title to the land for maybe $100,000 or $100 million, $500 million, and a casino, and the possibility that we may get some acreage back. But we would have to buy our own land back. And once we buy these lands will be put in trust. But these lands, when it's put in trust, does not mean the land can come back to our people. When you say trust land, the legal definition for trust land, reservation, is federal land set aside for the use of Indians until Congress deems otherwise. And in Canada, it's crown land set aside for the use of Indians until the Queen deems otherwise. So, which goes to say that the land would never come back to us, that it always belonged to the colonialists. And when they want to create more divisions among our people, they go to Oklahoma and they whisper in the ear of the people in Oklahoma, you have a right to make a land claim and settle a land claim and promise that they'll get a casino. And then they go to Wisconsin and they do the same thing. And then they also go to other people who were chased out of their homelands and saying to them, you can also make a claim. So just in the area called Sullivan County, in near Albany, south of Albany, they're looking at putting 5 casinos, promising casino to every Indian who wants to sell land. And today, a lot of the people who were displaced, forced migrations, and sent to the worst, what was believed to be the useless lands, they found that there were oil, there's gold, there's other precious minerals. And all of a sudden, those lands become precious again. And now, again, they want to find a way to move the people off those lands. And Canada, the United States, Mexico, and all the other countries here in the Western Hemisphere, there's something that none of them have, and that's absolute sovereignty.